Is your business struggling? Do you need a custom business plan to get ahead? All you need to do is ask Sharifa, the premier business consultant who is focused on your success. From digital marketing to business planning, I bring over 25 years of experience to work for you. As a host of three different talk shows, I can get you connected to your audience right away. Visit AskSharifa.com for more information. Do not face the unknown alone.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. I am your host, Sharifa Hardy, and I have a very interesting show for you today. We're going to have some fun, do a couple of things different, and see where it leads us. But before I go ahead and do that, I want to go ahead and let you know that today's episode is brought to you by the Real Estate Playbook, a 100% educational workshop presented by real estate instructor Deborah Spence, with a simple promise to help you develop a clear plan to sell more homes and earn a consistent income selling real estate. It's an in-person and virtual event. The link is in the Facebook post. Go ahead and check it out. And while you're going ahead and checking out that information, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our first guest, Miss Melissa Jenks. Melissa is CEO and founder of Rescue Event Planning, a Washington, D.C.-based boutique event planning firm to influencers, organizations, and corporations. During her career, she has been the right-hand event guru behind some of the most epic weddings, conferences, summits, event productions, baby showers, birthday parties, and other amazing events. Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. I'm like, okay, so can we name drop? We can't name drop. What, that's taboo. And I got to hear some event that you're like, yeah, that's me.
So I work with the Memorial Foundation, and recently we just did an event with one of my sorors, Secretary of HUD, Fudge. So that's one event there. Also, we did one with Jesse Jackson and Roland Martin. So we have a couple of celebs and some really impactful people. Absolutely.
Wow. So I didn't already jump in with the question before I even allowed you the opportunity to introduce yourself. But I was like, I gotta know.
I know.
For those people, you know, who don't know, who want more information, tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're passionate about.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, I'm Melissa Jake, CEO and founder of Rescue Event Planning, but I'm also a mommypreneur. And so I am a mom of two. I have an amazing supportive husband. And my passion is I love seeing well-produced events. And I also love to help moms who are thinking about that transition of that 9-to-5 world to, can I start a business and still be able to be present for my kids? And so we definitely love helping those type of entrepreneurs starting out, whether they're just starting out or they're in it and they're like, I think I might need a team. I'm not sure. I need some help and direction. So those are definitely my two passions, events and helping others.
Oh, wow. And you do it with such a beautiful smile, though.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes when you're helping others, it can be like drudge work. So I love the fact that you still have that smile. You know what I mean? I think that's what we're going to be talking about today. That's the theme, is just helping people yes. change the world. Now, one of the things that you mentioned is the mompreneur, and that's new. I love that. And I think that's me. You know, I hear the solopreneur, entrepreneur, but it's like the mompreneur. I think that's a whole new level. And out of everything that I've done, everything that I accomplished, it began because my kids were like, Mom, what's for dinner? I'm like, that was the magic, you know, yes. that was the magic line that took me here. So how is it for you being an entrepreneur and being a mom?
Yeah. So it's really, that's what made me start heading in that direction. By trade, I have my bachelor's from Morgan State University, my master's from Howard in social work. And I really was looking for balance because if you're from the DMV area, traffic is atrocious. And so trying to get back home, you know, I was being a great mom. I was providing a shelter. I was providing food, but I wasn't really getting to see my daughter. It was like, what? She took her first step. She's walking. She's talking. She's crawling. Yeah. You know, you miss all of that, right? And so the balance was, I need to be able to be present. I wanted to be PTA president and be able to go on school trips and do all of that, right? So, and that was just when I had my
you
first.
You were serious about that too.
I was.
Knew that by the head movement, like you, I want to be the PTA president.
Yes. Okay. I want to be there, and I want, you know, my parents, they're both Jamaican. And so they immigrated to the United States and they worked their butt off to provide my brother and I the best education that we could, that we didn't have to want for anything. And so my mom worked long, long hours as a CNA. And though, you know, she feels guilty of not being there for the plays and the school trips and stuff like that, I knew that she worked hard for it. So, but I knew that I also wanted my daughter to look back to see, yeah, my mom was there. We went on that. Remember that trip? Or, you know, I'll be the mom who'll have all the kids sleep over at the house and do the slumber parties. And so that really drived me to how can I still fulfill myself in passion? I got the student debt in social work. What you about to do? But I really love doing events. And my husband pushed me to say, why don't you just start the business? So I started while still doing my 9-to-5. And it just took off. And I said, I'm going to give myself a year. Will it work? Will it not? Then, you know, we'll take it from there. And it flew. You know, the second year, we're doing 16 events, 30 to 40 events. Before COVID, we're averaging 30 to 40. And then, of course, COVID came in and stitched up. Then we had to do virtual events and mastering that. And now it is taking off because virtual events, you can do like 2-3 in a day. So,
if not more, right?
So it definitely has taken off. And then, during COVID, I actually gave birth to my son. Thank you. He's
that
9
must have
months.
Been scary though. Wow.
It was definitely a different situation. But it was definitely, being able to have the business. As the difference of my daughter of like, oh my goodness, I'm about to leave my 9-to-5. I'm about to do that jump and do this, to the security and the confidence I have now with my son, you know, being 6 years into the business has definitely grown. And that's why I encourage other moms. You just got to start, you know, you might stop the 9-to-5 and do it. It's going to be a little rough, but you just have to start because now I didn't miss anything with my son. You know, I was able to see everything. He waved the other day and I said, oh, I can remember this now. His first wave to someone else.
That's what started it for me. I wanted to be at home with my kids to see their first steps and hear their first words. So I can definitely relate. Melissa, I am going to come back to you. I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest, the incredible Miss Libby Highkind. Libby is the founder of GrantWatch.com, the leading database search platform with over 25,000 grant opportunities across 59 different industries. Good morning, Libby. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very fine. Very glad to be here joining you today. And thank you for the opportunity to share what I know.
I, you know, from somebody who has over 25,000 grants or even knows about grants, I thank you for the opportunity to share what you know. I think you're that person in the middle of the world falling apart. And I think we can all safely say that you're like, I got to find some help. And you're able to help people. Tell us about yourself. What are you passionate about, Libby?
Well, I just want to relate to Melissa for a minute. I'm a mom and I'm a grandmother. Mm. And a wife, and soon to be a great grandmother. So, yeah, I can't wait. And this business has grown from an idea to what it is today. I was teaching for the New York City Board of Education, now called the Department of Education, and I wanted to take my special ed class into the computer room teaching. There were exams that they had to take, even though they were special education. They were expected to perform at that point at the same level as their counterparts. And as a teacher, I was going to be judged as to how they would perform. And I read about word processing. And this goes back. I don't even want to date myself. but the computers at that time were Tandy, Model 4s, IBM clones. That's what we talked about. And my principal said, Libby, no one's going to take your class. It was 10 students and a paraprofessional in the junior high school. And he said, if you learn enough to go into the computer room, you can take your class in there. What happened was I did learn. I went in there and found out that the computers did not have enough memory to do word processing. Okay, comes, what am I going to do next? I started learning and my passion started. Oh, wow, this is great. I'm learning about computers. My special ed supervisor said, give me an outline of how much this is going to cost us and I'll go to the district office. And he went and they said, and I really was disappointed because so much money was being thrown into special ed at that time. And they said, well, we're sorry, we don't have the money. But if Libby wants, there is a grant out from Tandy to prove that the Model 100, which is about the size of an iPad today, maybe a little bigger, and a screen about, maybe 5 inches straight across the top. If you could prove that the Tandy Model 100 can be used in an educational setting, you could win the grant. And I didn't know anything about writing grants. I had done some writing for newspapers sideline while I was teaching. And they said, come every day after school and we'll teach you. And I went. And I learned, and we won. And there were only 4 given out in the United States.
Wow. Congratulations.
Okay, outfitted a classroom with a dot matrix printer, Model 100s. This is how far it goes back, and a big Tandy machine.
I remember all of that though. Like, this is like going down memory lane for me. This is so fun.
Okay, so then at that point, my school started to look at me a little differently, and I got invited to become a magnet school teacher for careers in computers and take my special ed students mainstreamed into a regular class. And I was in the junior high doing this. And then a Commodore 64 matching grant came out. I got a little note in my mailbox, please apply. And I did it. And we won $9,000 worth of computers. And the school board paid the other $9,000. And I outfitted a classroom with Commodore 64s. I was teaching Bank Street Writer, spreadsheets, entrepreneurship, the whole thing. And then fast forward, I ended up moving to Staten Island from Brooklyn, New York, to Staten Island. And there, just like you, Sharif, I ran for city council.
You go, yes.
I did.
You got it.
And you know what?
It.
My primary was 9/11. That was the day of the primary. And everybody had, and people had voted already. They stopped the voting. Everybody went back. And I went back to my school to help out because all the parents were coming and that you could see the smoke in Staten Island, everything else. I was actually campaigning that morning in a little piece of Brooklyn, got over the Verrazano Bridge before it closed. And there I was. And
I don't want you to lose that thought, Libby. I don't want you to lose that thought.
Okay.
But I just want to know, have you written your book yet? Because I want to buy it. This is like, if it's out, I want it.
I created an outline, but the outline was all about applying for grants. And I didn't do anything personal in there. So I don't know, maybe I should do the personal part as well.
This is interesting. You're taking me I wish I had popcorn.
Taking you in history, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Then, so now I didn't, of course, we stopped running for office. And since you want some history, my campaign was like, what do we do now? They were hyped. The adrenaline was rushing, right? And so they went and called all the restaurants in Staten Island and loaded up 6 vans filled with supplies, medical supplies and food. And they came in one day and 3 of my staff members are wearing white shirts that say Libby's Angels. I was
That
was like unbelievable. And then we went over on the Staten Island ferry. Nobody else was on the ferry except for my staff and the National Guard.
Oh, wow.
And then the driver of the ferry said, come upstairs, we want to let you drive it. And I'm like, what? And I didn't park it. I just held the wheel. Okay, so we get over there. And they put us, if you look at the pictures, it's on one of my social media pages. There's a bucket brigade and they're pulling down everything. And it's like a mine. When the mine signal goes and everybody has to run, that's what happened about 3 times there. So we were down there. Then we ended up in Fresh Kills. We ended up at staging areas feeding the workers. And so, you have all these experiences happening. And then we ran 2 weeks later. And of course, it was a really difficult time. The incumbent won because people wanted security and everything else. But here I am. So I have all this background. And now I have all this time on my hands. And I go to work for college because I can't go back to teaching until the next school year. And I'm teaching. So, and what, when I do go back, well, while I was free, I wrote the grant for Child Health Plus, which brought to Staten Island, the last time I called, it was over 50,000 children got health insurance because of it. Wow. I worked for Metropolitan College Hospital during that interlude. I was writing grants. So I had my own grant writing business, and I was back in school teaching, and everything was happening for me. And then I retired. I retired from the New York City Department of Education. And while I was working, and when I had my own business, I had a fax newsletter called NYC Grants Watch, because my clients wanted to know what grants were available. So we would fax it out, because the computer, it wasn't the time to do global, to create websites at that point, but a global fax was working. When I retired, I already knew that what I could do because I had taught computers. So while I couldn't code in PHP and do MySQL, I had the background of what could be, and I knew what I wanted to do for my clients.
I'm the same way. You know, I built my first website in 1994. So I've been doing this for a long time. I wish I would have purchased a whole bunch of one word domains in 1994. But aside from that, you know, so I can completely relate. I wanted to ask Melissa a question. When you hear Libby speak about her journey, does that remind you of certain aspects along the way where you're like, yeah, that was a major step in getting to where I am now?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Just hearing that, nothing stopped her. And I think that's important for those to understand that, you know, 9/11 happened and that pivot changed for you guys to help the community. And even though you didn't win, it still was an impactful story that I'm sure the community still looks, because clearly, you know, from that instance, now look where you are, where you're able to help thousands of people how to apply for grants, how to become a grant writer. Like, that is major. One, a lot of grant writers get paid some big funds to write grants. And two, winning grants can really change someone's life and perspective. And so that is that, you know, one, that's a motivator for me, Libby, because, you know, seeing what you have done and look where you are now, years later, it's definitely possible. And I can't wait to see where in 30, 40 years, where my business can be.
Well, I was public speaking because of running for office. I was doing press conferences. Yeah. So this is wonderful, especially because we can Zoom and I don't have to get in a car and go somewhere.
Right.
But the public speaking is something that just became part of me because of it. So everything you do in life is going to build on the next thing.
Yeah.
And when we opened Grant Watch, we started as NYC Grants Watch. Then we went to New York State. Then we started the Tri-State. We kept moving across the United States, adding more and more. And then we went international, Canada, Israel. And so that's where we are. And we just keep growing and adding to what we're doing. And I'm in development every day. Mm-hmm. I don't stop. I just constantly trying to do something else and add value for the customer.
Yes, I mean, I completely can relate. Now, one of the questions I want to ask you, Melissa, which was interesting about what Libby was saying, is the Libby's Angels. I really, really love that. So as an event planner, how do you come up with those moments? Because you see them in photos, like that's a moment. That Libby's Angels, the picture, that's a moment. How do you come up with those, consistently come up with those moments?
Yeah, it's sometimes it hits me in the shower. It hits me driving. So even last night, I dreamt something and I woke up and called my brother. I said, I got something for you. It is.
I do that though.
Yeah.
With my marketing ideas at 3 a.m. I don't know why.
Right. My brain doesn't stop. I have to get up sometimes in the middle of the night, like, and just go to the computer and start whatever it is.
Right.
And then my husband's passing my office and he's like, what are you doing up? You know, like, tomorrow's going to be difficult, but it just happens. I have to get it down before I forget.
Absolutely. So it comes to me. and just brainstorming and thinking through and just like really hearing the person's story. And as they're talking more, then it's like, oh, I know what direction we should be going in for an event for them.
No, I had a question.
What you're going to find, oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, let me go ahead.
Okay, Melissa, what you're going to find is the point where I'm at now. There's going to be a point where your creativity is just, it just keeps oozing out of you, right? And you just get tired of being the only creative person in the business, okay? And then you start with the human resources and you start interviewing and finding those people. And I'm very privileged to have that now. Those people that say, Libby, I think we should do this.
Yes.
I have an idea. I'm going to make the promo look like this and that. And you can see that we advertised out today. And that was something that we hired. And the whole staff was in on it. I'll move this way, that way. And I just took a step back finally and said, go ahead. I'm getting off. You guys have it.
Yeah.
And that's really when that's the next step for your business. When you can step back, and I'm trying to really put that into play, self and make your staff self-manage themselves. Do that. I don't know if that's a word, self-manage themselves.
Yes.
Self-management with, and there are so many products out there that we've tried, you know, management products. And I think the best thing is Google, a Google Doc where everybody has access and everybody checks off what they do. And so you don't end up putting, a square peg in a round hole. You just create it for yourself. And that's when you take off, because 6 years of doing it alone and, you know, being the creative person, now pull some other creative people in.
Yes, it makes your life that much easier. But
right.
With event planning, I love the aspect of rescue events. To me, that seems to imply something somewhere went wrong. Somebody needed help. Somebody dropped some kind of ball. And Melissa's like, don't worry, I got you. Is that the idea?
So let me tell you the truth on this. And I tell everyone
the truth.
Yes. Rescue was an acronym. I love acronyms. So rescue meant reassuring excellent services with critically unique eyes. This is before I knew about branding. Girl, that title's too long. What are you doing? Right.
And the domain would be unbelievable.
Right. I started LLC. I did my EIN. I was like, yes, I love my acronym. And so as I started getting new clients, they're like, you actually did rescue me. And I'm like,
yes.
Okay. And then everyone took it on, like, you rescued me. And that's where my clients said, you know what? Especially when Scandal was really big. You're like Olivia Pope. You came
that's right.
and solved it for me, and it's handled. So I said, okay, I refiled. I just took the acronym out and just did rescue event planning and did the trademark off of that way. And that's truly how the name, my clients, your clientele tells you exactly.
But you know what I also think is a wonderful, didn't mean to cut you off, but I tend to, that's who I am. But one thing that I love about that example, though, is that I always tell people you don't necessarily, and it's clear in Libby's example as well, you don't always necessarily wind up where you start out, but it's a part of the journey. So you wound up as rescue event planning, but you had a whole different idea. You had a whole different plan. I wanted to take a look at your website. Don't stare at me, but real quick.
Oh, we lost your volume.
Okay, let me go back.
Oh, no, we hear you. Okay, I'm looking at the picture of you speaking, so we hear you.
Let me go back. Let me see if I can, there was a question on your website and I wanted to ask. Let me see if I can get back to it.
Okay, let me tell you, while you're doing this, Grants, youhelp.com was grantswe.fun, grantswe.com, then you help with the letter U, help fun, then you help with the letter U, and then we finally got to be youhelp.com. So
wow.
It's a journey.
Yes. Yes. So can everybody see rescue event planning?
Yes. Oh, great. Yes. I love it.
I was looking at your website and what stood out to me in that first clip was what Libby said about the team. Like everything to me just screams that it's a production that you're putting this on.
Yes, absolutely. And like Libby said, I am getting to that point. I literally just had a phone call with my admin one today where I said, you know what? I think it's time to add more folks And we're gonna do it. I know COVID is still in, but a lot of people are inquiring about in-person events. And mm-hmm. I think we're ready to start looking for some hourly people to be able to handle what's about to happen, because everyone is gonna wanna do some type of conference, in-person events. They're tired of being cooped up as people are getting their vaccines and stuff. And so, yeah, it is like for this event here, this is by the MLK Memorial down in DC, and they do, they're the beginning of CBC week. And so they have—
Who's that? That's—
That's John Lewis.
Yes.
That is John Lewis. Yes, he did. He did. Oh. So that's like, having opportunities like this is amazing. Like, we were in the room with Jesse Jackson, with, giants. People were on Congress, and they're just cool and collective, but be able to support
them. Very happy. Everybody
yeah.
very happy and yeah. relaxed. So you did a great job.
Thank
Even
you.
Your staff, look how happy your staff is.
Yeah,
yes.
We pulled it off. It was definitely amazing.
It looks amazing. Rescue events, rescue. Yes, I love it. But I have to ask, someone in the chat had a question for Libby. Mm-hmm. Siobhan, please forgive me if I'm saying it wrong. Siobhan Jones would like to know, is it difficult to apply for grants?
It depends on which application you're applying for, what grant you're applying for. A grant could be very small. It could be one page online with just a few short questions, or it could be 100 pages. It really depends on the funding source and who they're funding and what they're planning to fund. The smaller the grant, the less difficult it will be. That's usually a rule of thumb.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably Siobhan Jakes. That's probably my mother-in-law. Hey!
Oh, you know what? I said Jones. I apologize. Mama, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm 45. I keep telling myself I don't need my glasses. I'm lying, Mama. I'm sorry. Siobhan Jakes. I'm sorry, but she did.
How do you see who it is? That's so cute.
Yeah. No, but look, she is definitely passionate about helping others, and she just needs help getting off the ground. So I definitely think having her connecting with you guys is definitely what helped her kind of get.
We have grantwriterteam.com, mm-hmm. and that's where you put up a request for a grant writer. So if you're on grant,
go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt again. That's who I am. Can we show the grant website?
Yeah.
Okay, you said, what was the website that we're going to?
So start on Grant Watch, and I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Okay, grantwatch.com. We having some fun today.
Okay, where am I? Nope, back on the. Okay, there you are. Okay, so right here, let's see, go down a little bit further for a minute, and let's pick a grant. Keep going a little bit more, right there. Pick one of the titles.
I gotta find me something that I can do. I'm gonna look real quick, but
would you like to go into the BIPOC?
California. I found California. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
Grants to California public and private entities to develop and maintain. I'm gonna maintain sustainable energy. I don't know how yet, but if I could get some money for this.
Okay, so you see, if you just go down a little bit further on there, you'll see a button that says request a grant writer. So let's say you got to this
application
and you said it was really too difficult for you to apply or for your organization to apply. You can click there, request a grant writer, and then you'll be on grant writer team. And here you see it's already going to be filled in for you. And you can add four more. And then when the request goes out to the grant writers, they're going to give you a flat rate bid on each of those that you list. So we connected. So while I have different corporations, we've connected them to work together so that you get help. And there are times when people put up a request for a grant writer and they really don't need one. They're just like so nervous about the whole thing. And I like to recommend that the first grant you write yourself. Unless it's something very important to your organization. If you really must receive it, if you really feel strongly about it, then get a grant writer. But when you write one yourself, you start to gather all the information you need to write a grant. And that takes time. You know, the preparation, like when you're painting your house, it takes longer to prepare the walls and the windows so they don't get, you know, the ceiling doesn't get paint on it, the walls.
Yes.
The floor. Right. So it's kind of the same thing. Sometimes it takes longer to prepare all the documents than to actually do the writing. So if you write the grant yourself, the first one, you're going to be gathering all that information together.
Okay, we'll go back to the website, but I had to come back for a question, Libby.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if it's just me. Is it true? Because sometimes people feel like the only way to get a grant is to be a 501c3. That seems to be like just a general thought. Like people's just like, well, I need some money. I need it from the, I need some help. I got to go create a 501c3. I'm like, well, you could still be a for-profit corporation. But I love to hear your thoughts on that, Libby.
Okay. Well, it really depends what you're going to do. And if you want to accept donations as well, you definitely need to be a 501c3. Or some number like it, because there are a few different positions right now that you can take. However, there are grants for small businesses and there are grants for individuals, not always what you're looking for. And sometimes you're gonna have to spin it your way. If you go back to Grant Watch for a minute, you'll see how we can get there. And let me take you, go back to Grant Watch. Okay, so right there, you see these four gray boxes right under the cert right there? One says grants. Okay, so there, go ahead and go over to the right, grants for small businesses. You can go right there. And then you can choose your category and your state. So pick geographic focus, you're in California. Just go down, well, not United States. Go unless you want it for the United States, but you can go down to California. Just move down.
I'm not even sure how to go down. How do you go down on this?
I don't know. It could be just the way we're, there it is. Okay.
Thank God for the touch screen. Touch screen.
All right. Okay. And then you might want to choose, we have a new category called BIPOC. We added that. Okay. And you might want to choose also business, but leave it at that for right now. That's just one way to go. Okay. And
but see, this would be me, Libby. I'm a select all kind of girl. Like,
okay, go ahead. Go ahead and then click search. There you go.
It's 209 grants found for California for small business. Okay.
And what's going to happen is that every day from Sunday through Thursday, we add new grants.
Libby, can I ask the grant specialist online a question?
Yeah, that's my staff. Go ahead. I hope they're watching. Let's see.
I know. This is the true test, staff. The true test.
I hope you're watching. Okay.
But even get y'all real question is.
Okay. What are you going to ask?
This is a business question. I need to know. How long does it take?
Let's see if they're going to give you a standard answer.
After grant, see the money after the grant is approved.
Well, that really has to do with the funding source. So let's see what they answer you.
I just want to know. I just want to talk to somebody. I'm lonely.
Okay. And we don't have.
Hi, it's Susani. Hi, Susani.
Is that Susan? Okay.
Maybe it says Susan or Susan T. Susan I.
Susan L. Susan L.
Oh, okay. Hi, welcome to our live chat. Thank you, Susan L.
This is great. This is so great.
I have nothing. This is what I do with my life. Like this is fun.
Well, just do it in the middle of the night because it's only open 9 to 6. So
she said, yes, it is me. Hello. Need some money, Susan.
What did you write? I can't see.
I'm asking the same question. She's about to answer my question remote. You're no fun, Susan. Like, bye. You done ruined my whole experiment.
What did she say?
She said, I'm watching I don't know how to get out of here. I'm watching you on Facebook Live. Thank you, Susan, for participating. Yeah. A little live test to see if you deserved your job, and you do.
Right.
So we appreciate you.
Well, so we were, okay, so we're talking about business grants, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So because before COVID, there were less grants for small businesses. Mm-hmm. And since COVID, we've seen an increase in grants. And there are grants, there's a category called COVID also, but you can check all categories.
Everything.
And then you have the SBA with the federal government. You have the now you have the shuttered venue grant that's out there. So the movie theaters, the entertainment industry that were closed, you have the PPP, the payroll protection, and you have the EIDL. So there's a lot of different things come there. And I think more is going to come out as well from the federal government.
Yeah, absolutely. So like we won the Comcast Rise, I think it's called On the Next Level or Rise or something like that, where they will do a 90-day commercial for us locally or whatnot. Wow. Yeah. So I don't know, like things like that, does that pop up on your site? Those type of like, I know Hennessy was doing one, Comcast. After especially a lot of things with George Floyd, and with COVID, a lot of things started coming for more small businesses of those who are of color.
Right. So that's why, as a result of COVID, we added the COVID category. We added social justice. We added BIPOC. We became much more aware of the needs because there was much more out there in the news to create awareness. And so we then went searching for the grants. Mm-hmm. So it's there. And those grants that you're talking about, like the Comcast grant, that's an in-kind grant from Comcast, mm-hmm. where instead of giving you money, they're giving you product.
Yeah.
And we have those too. So, and then you have also a business that may not find a grant that they're eligible for, can go to our other website, youhelp.com.
Why do we have that one?
Yes, I think so. It's the one all the way at the top right corner, on the website. So just move up. There it is. That's YouHelp. So there you can start a fundraiser. And if you click fundraisers on the navigation bar, you could see a whole bunch of fundraisers where people are raising money through our system. And the beauty of YouHelp is—
they got $49,000?
Yeah. that organization.
Sorry, look, now I'm about to put my glasses on for real. They have $49,000.
And they got it from people. So that, you know what, YouHelp is different because when you apply for a grant, you're applying to a funding source. And that board has to decide if they're going to fund you or not. Here, you're applying to the universe. People are just deciding whether they want to provide funding. So these are the most recent ones that are out there, and the group works. This YTI, they work with at-risk youth, and they're doing music with these kids, and they're actually taping them and producing songs. So it's really nice. And their whole team, all the kids are out there trying to raise money and giving out the link. And they did something really different, because they needed something, we created it. They wanted to have recurring donations. So if somebody said they'll give you $7 a week for a year, that's what they wanted. And we then reprogrammed it and took another payment processor that allowed it. And we did that for them. So we're constantly developing according to what the needs are of the clients.
And why are the numbers, the donation amounts so odd? Is that because of like the fees that are taken out? It just seems kind of interesting to me.
It could be $1 a day for a year. Okay. It could, you know, they had options. They could do
like,
one.
Why are they $364? $336.
Yeah.
We don't take any money. YouHelp was created to really help people. So what we did was we set up, if you click the donate, if you move down a little bit and you just go down further and click donate now, the big one right there in the center. So right here, this is just anybody could enter anything they wanted, but you see here, thank you for including a tip. Now click that and put other amount, and you could put zero. And the donation is still going to go through. You have to put a 00, but you see, we ask you again, but that's about it. But it'll go through. So we don't take anything from the money that they raise. We ask for a tip. It's not mandatory that we have the recurring button checked. It can be unchecked. So it's just a one-time payment. And the $7 was the suggestion that this particular campaign wanted. So we did it for them as well. But there are payment processor fees that we have no control over.
Right.
We got, so that's 2.2% and 30 cents per transaction. That's it. So there's no fee to use YouHelp. But if you say, listen, I really need help. This is something brand new for me. I'm not sure how to do this. We have a coach. We have crowdfunding coaches. So you can pay a subscription and you can meet with the crowdfunding coach twice a week for 30 minutes. Mm. For as long as you
can. Can we just hire someone to create the page for us? Because that's the kind of how I do things. Like, I don't want to talk about it. Can you do it for me?
It's really simple. And a lot of the information you have and you need to put in yourself, like I can't connect you to a payment processor, right?
Right. Gotcha.
And I can't put in your, and I don't know your EIN and the exact name of your corporation. So most of it you'll do yourself and then you'll talk to the coach afterwards. We
you know
really
I mean? the content aspect, like I get the AI and all that other stuff, because even when I was scrolling through the page, I noticed, and I may be incorrect, that it appeared to be in the order of who has the most donation. So the person with the donation, the 49,000, he right. was first, and then it went down all the way to somebody I think who had raised $200. So the more they raise, the higher they appear.
We move them up, right? I think that's a good benefit. We also show the campaigns in our social media, and we send out a newsletter every week that shows all the articles we have in the grant news part of Grant Watch. And along there, every time you get a donation, you pop into the newsletter. So there's like 6 campaigns in the newsletter. And if somebody just gets $5 and that's all they raise, until the next person gets a donation, they might be on the top. So we're constantly displaying you. And you know what else we do? People call up and they don't have money for Grant Watch, especially during COVID, right? So they say even $18 a week is a subscription might be too much for them. They just want to look around. So we say, okay, you're asking something from me. I'm asking something from you. Go to YouHelp. Give a campaign $5, minimum $5. And when you're done, you're going to get a coupon that says free 24-hour pass. You click it, you're on Grant Watch. You have full access for 24 hours.
I every time I'm just loving this more and more. When we at 9:00 a.m. Pacific time, you're going to see Sharifa Hardy everywhere, because I'm going to be all over there and I'm going to set a YouHelp page. But my question in regards to the order was, I would go, okay, what did this person say or do to collect that much money? Like, I would want somebody who can professionally write the content for me, so that, because it has to be a certain theme or certain spin, I think you called it earlier, to grant writing or just fundraising.
You know what it is? It's your backstory.
Yes.
What are you about? And you can do your own little video on your Android or iPhone, and you can put it up. Once you start talking to the coach, he or she, they can go over it with you. But you need to start, because your passion has to come out. The same thing with grant writing. If your passion is not jumping off the page, then you're not going to get funded. I mean, just think about Melissa, you go on a job. If you're not passionate, if you're kind of like, I could do that. I could do that way. Yeah,
absolutely.
You're not getting the job, but right. Yeah, let's do it. I can just visualize you in that white dress. I can see him coming down halfway and then, with his parents and stopping. And then, I can see the whole thing really from start to finish. You got the job. Same thing with grant writing. Same thing with YouHelp. But YouHelp is not just what your page looks like. It is whether you are sharing it out to your immediate crowd. Start with your family and friends. And I hate it when people say to me, but I don't have any friends. And I'm like, well, at that point, if you can't, then what about the contacts in your phone? What about your email list? Go through it. If you're just this total loner, YouHelp is not going to work.
It's going to work for me. That's why I said 5 minutes after the show, you're going to see a three for hard show. But my question was, do you allow political campaigns?
I don't think so.
See, that's what
so
I'm saying.
Far we don't.
I have to figure that out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we really need to look at it, because what's going to happen? We're going to alienate half the people.
Yes. Yes.
And we really want to be there for everyone. So it's made for nonprofits and small businesses. There are a few campaigns there that have to do with medical bills, but we've checked them out. We know it's real. And so we don't always let, because it's too much time on the staff. But sometimes we hear we feel like crying, we're on board with it, we want to help. So you'll see, I think there's about 3 of them up front, and they've been raising nice money, but we're somewhat connected to it.
Okay, absolutely. Right. Okay, well, we might have to have Libby sit down with the California Secretary of State, you know what I mean, and let me raise some money for
yes.
run for Senate. But what are your thoughts, Melissa? This is all interesting and fun. Do you have any more ideas for your business and how we can create some grant writing or fundraising yeah. opportunities for you?
Yeah, the wheels are turning, and and it's funny you said this, Libby, about, you know, the You Help is, I think, is a great place to start from for some small businesses that are thinking of building on to their business. So one thought is, before COVID, was having a actual event space, because there are certain areas in the DMV in Prince George's County where you have your parks and recs and those type of things, but there's not actually a event space for smaller events versus your, we have something out here called Martin's, where they're kind of all in catering, all that type of stuff, a place where it's just a hall where people can just come and do their own setup. And so that was something that I was thinking getting into. But of course, that costs funds of leasing a space and getting it prepped and ready and all of that stuff. And so I was going to go through the process of crowdsourcing. So I think that might be, you know, your site, if that is allowed, your site might be a good place to start, to even just start thinking through that again post-COVID.
You know what I'm thinking? I don't know if this makes any sense. Tourism needs to come back, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what if the people that you run events for were willing to allow two tables of guests that are on a tour bus to participate? So you have extras at the wedding or something like that. Right. And so it's kind of like an exchange, and then you can go to the government for tourism and see how you're adding to the tourist factor. And so you need the park. You need that space in the park reserved for you.
Yeah.
Because now people are going to be able to come. You know, some kind of
experience.
Pull in somebody else, some other need that the community has, and tie it to your event plan so that you can get that space maybe for free.
I like free. Free is my favorite.
Free. Just like that commercial. And free.
What about where you have parking lots that are where the stores are closed on a certain day?
Yeah.
And all is closed, and you get the rights to use that during that day, you know, on that day. And so you book events.
That's interesting the way you said it, because one of the things that I love to do and I haven't done since COVID is I love stand-up comedy. I grew up on stand-up comedy, the Richard Pryors, the Eddie Murphys, the Martin Lawrence. So I would put on stand-up comedy shows, and I would always contact the venue and ask them what was their slowest night. So I always felt that there was a venue who had they're already open, they already have a bar, but they don't have any people. You know, so it was always to what works for, you know, what is the need of the community. And one thing that has definitely happened now is you have so many venues that are empty. They're hungry for their business because they've been sitting empty for a year and a half almost
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Right. You Absolutely. Have to make sure your contract's really tight, because if all of a sudden they get a renter for that space, mm-hmm. and you have something booked months in advance,
yeah,
you know, that could be a problem. But there are so many empty storefronts. Big storefronts. Yes,
that's true. So we can write some grants and get you some storefronts.
Yes.
I like that idea.
I do.
And sometimes it's not just a grant. Sometimes it's just going in and networking and saying, listen, like you said, the bar is empty on that night, right? You're paying rent anyway. You have the electricity. Even if the lights are closed, the refrigeration is going. So by adding me into that night, I book it, and now you have a much less expensive space.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Libby, do you do any negotiations anymore? Like, all I want to do is be like, look, talk to Libby. Libby. Libby can figure it. Libby is going to be my new person I send on them. Like, do you negotiate anymore, Libby? Can you negotiate for me?
Where are you going? Who do you want to negotiate with?
You know what? I want a venue for, I just became the president of the Black Chamber of Commerce. Tonight is the very first mixer. I'm so excited. I have about 30 people who have RSVP for this mixer, and it's via Zoom. But they keep pushing. Now everybody wants in person. So I have to find me a venue for May to have an in-person mixer somewhere in the city of Long Beach. And I'm like, I'll get to that. But maybe, you know, Libby has some ideas on how I can negotiate this.
Is the Queen, we're on a ship in Long Beach.
Queen Mary. The
is
Queen
it still
Mary.
There?
Yes, it is.
Well,
maybe. Call the Queen. I like the way Libby thinks.
But yeah.
And what about all the yachts that are docked there?
I never thought about that.
See, I wanted to go on there when I was there. They were beautiful, you know.
Yeah, and, that's a good idea.
Maybe somebody's going to be stationary and they just like to have some extra cash because they have to be, you know, moored anyway. So,
yeah.
You do.
And also look on Pier Space. Pier Space is a place where, kind of almost what you were thinking about, Libby, where they might be a yoga studio on Sunday and Saturday or something like that. But during the week or so, they don't have that much traction. And that could be a good place to look to see what's out there.
You just pay for the cleaning.
Exactly. The cleaning, it's almost like Airbnb for event. Yeah.
That's a business.
Yeah.
That's the business. And that would be, I don't know, is there an app for that yet?
Yeah, Pier Space.
Okay. You don't want to compete with them. Okay, go ahead. So use that. But yeah, when you don't need me to negotiate. You know, you need to think that I'm on your shoulder.
Yes.
When you go in. That's it. Yes. You need to just like, no, the word no doesn't exist.
Oh, okay? So I could be a Libby Angel, one of Libby's angels.
Look, there you go. Hashtag Libby Angel.
I like that. I'm gonna need a t-shirt for that too. But oh my God, this has been so interesting, Libby. But I think as a small business owner, what people think about is the funds, the staff. So right. Maybe I don't need the funds for the venue, but if I want to staff up, if I want to grow my company, I want Ask Sharifa to grow the Roundtable Talk Show. I want to go in and look for grants for my small business.
And you can on GrantWatch for sure. And what you should think about when you're looking for a grant, let's say you need staff, right? But you're going to run a certain program. Maybe you're going to train women to start, you know, motherhood is the necessity of invention, which we see with Melissa, right?
Yes.
And that should be your tagline if you're talking about mompreneurship, right?
Yeah.
Whatever you're going to do, take that person. You're not going to use a whole person to run a program. You're going to use a part of a person, right? You're not going to use a whole building to run your one event. You're going to use a part of that building. So when you think in terms of a grant, think in terms of what would the whole cost me and what's the piece that I need for this proposal? And then go and apply for another proposal and what's the piece of that whole that I need for this proposal? Mm-hmm. And that's how you get everything. You build it up. And then what can I get in kind from that place? Now, if you, let's say you're applying for a grant and it includes the use of a venue, but the venue is going to give you tablecloths.
Right.
Those tablecloths are an in-kind contribution. So if you're mapping out a proposal and you're trying to show your budget, put the cost of those tablecloths as in-kind. Okay. Mm. If they're giving you a housekeeping, in-kind. So you show that the community is really involved in what you're doing. And that also brings the funding source to like you better, because you're just not like sitting there in a room all by yourself deciding that you're going to do this. The community is all involved. So that's another hint that you can do.
I like, this has been an excellent show. Excellent. Yeah. I learned a lot. Like I said, at 9:01, I'm going to be on GrantWatch.com. No, you know what? Not 9:01, 9:04, because I need to think for a minute of what I want to ask for, because I'm going there like, I need this, I want this.
I want to tell you my most important tip.
Okay.
Eligibility. When you look at a grant, if you're not eligible for that particular grant, the funding source has listed the eligibility very clearly. If you don't meet all the criteria, you have two options. One, walk away. Don't apply. It's not for you. There'll be another grant. Don't worry about it. Two, find someone else that provides the part that you're missing and get them involved in the application. If you can do 75% of what the funding source wants, then you become the lead organization. If they can, then they're the lead. Okay, so look at it that way. If you need to be a nonprofit, but you're a small business, then pull in a nonprofit and you become the subcontractor within the proposal.
Yes, okay. Words to live by. Thank you, Libby. Yes. That was amazing. Now, we are coming down to the last few minutes of this show, and this is a show like no other, so you definitely want to go ahead and share it. But what I always do at the end of every show is just simply allow my guests the opportunity to speak directly to the audience, to everyone who is watching this show live, as well as everyone who is watching it in the archives, and let them know what you want them to take away from your appearance here today. And we're going to start with you, Melissa.
Yeah. So again, this has been amazing and great information. So if you guys wanted to reach out to us, Rescue Event Planning, you can head over to our website, rescueeventplanning.com. And there is Let's Chat Connect button, and you can always schedule a complimentary 15-minute consultation with us to see if we are a good fit for you and for your next event. Virtual events are still in, so we are definitely still doing those. And it's still something that's probably going to stay around. So start thinking about that for those authors, those entrepreneurs who are thinking about exposing themselves to different audiences. You have the whole world going virtual. So that's definitely something to think about as the year is progressing on. And for those who are mommypreneurs and you're kind of struggling, and you're just not sure where to go, you can head over to melissajakes.com and we can connect there as well, where we have Mommypreneur Wednesdays, and we feature moms who are doing great, amazing things in the community, and they're able to have that platform as well.
I love it. I love it. That's beautiful. I would like, I love the shot while I'm watching. Like, I would like that Boss Babes picture in the background. I need one of those hashtag goals. I need to add some of that. Oh, and I even love the focus, darling.
Yes.
Focus. You got to focus, darling. Like, this is good. This is good stuff. Thank you, Melissa. I appreciate you. Libby, what do you have for us?
Well, I want to thank you first for having me, Melissa. Thank you for being a co-panelist. You're just a lot of fun and a great inspiration, giving me more passion and energy to wake it up a little bit more. And I want to thank the subscribers to Grant Watch, and they're countless. They're all over the world. Thank you for being a part of our family. And you are a family because we have a family of websites. So we have grantwatch.com, grantwriterteam.com, and youhelp.com. And you can go from one to the other. You will need a different, you can use the same username and password, but you need to register on each because they're all separate corporations at this point. And we are here to help. We have phone, we have chat, we have email. support@grantwatch.com is our email, 561-249-4129. I hope I got it right. That's our phone. And there's a picture, Ask a Grant Specialist, that's there. So from 9 to 6 Eastern time, we're on. If you start a chat and we're not on, we'll contact you back after that. And as I said earlier, if you can't afford Grant Watch, go to YouHelp, help somebody else out, give them $5, you'll get a 24-hour pass. Come back to Grant Watch, you'll see the wealth of information that's there. And I guess that's pretty much it, grantwatch.com, grantwriterteam.com, and youhelp.com. And we're just here to help, that's what we do.
Well, you're going to help me, Libby. You already helped me today. You're about to help some more because I'm going to spend a lot of time over, for 24 hours. Give me 24 hours, Libby, and I'm going to be on there applying and asking for everything. This was a great show, and I believe that it exemplifies my belief that everything works out the way it's supposed to work out. And this show was incredible. It was one of the best shows I've done in a long time. So with that said, I want to thank you beautiful ladies for being a guest on today's episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. And I especially want to thank everyone who tuned in to watch this show live, as well as everyone who is watching it in the archives, especially you, Susan. You did a great job, Susan. Hell, thank you for tuning into the show. I appreciate you. I want to thank Siobhan Jakes for tuning into the show. I appreciate you. And everyone, please go ahead and share the show. And I always ask that you watch the show and that you share the show, but please support our guests. Our guests are here and they shared so much information with you today. Please support them, visit their website links, follow them on social media, reach out to them, send them a message. And when you do, please let them know. Sharifa Hardy says hi. Now, if you're interested in more ways that I can help your business, or maybe you want to be a guest on the Roundtable Talk Show, please visit my website at asksharifa.com. Until tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, everyone have a safe and a blessed day. Bye now.
Bye. Thank you.
Struggling to increase your sales or website conversions? Are you looking for new ways to promote your business through social media or any other campaign? If yes, then you're at the right place. Ask Sharifa has 25 years of experience and the track record to guide you to success. From business planning to social media marketing, from website designing to website development, from search engine optimization to paid traffic, we will research your business, your products and/or services, and the competition to develop a custom growth strategy for your business. Contact us now, and we will help you bring your business growth to the next level. For more information, visit www.asksharifa.com.